Mad Marv's Notebook for August 9th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2015. So I didn't quite make it to the last day of DEF CON. I kind of did a photo shoot in the early morning at the Bin Rock Canyon around sunrise. And that lasted until, I'd say about 10 o'clock or so, at which time, kind of had other things to do. I checked out of my hotel early, because I knew I would have to check into the Caesars later on today. And that went pretty well. Not much happened in between. Went to see a movie to kill some time. What did I see? The latest Mission Impossible movie. That one, it's kind of like, I want to say at the quality level of a Disney movie now. Or not like a Avengers style or the Marvel Cinematic Universe level of Avengers movie. Or Disney movie. It's got some really weak plot points that are, I guess, more or less forgivable if you're into the series, but lots of action. I'd say there might, of course there's special effects, but it's not something that would normally be noteworthy. But Tom Cruise is, I think he's finally starting to show his age in this movie anyway. Otherwise, I may not have been paying that much attention to his previous movies, but he's starting to see him. How old is he nowadays anyway? He must be in, 40 to 50s by now. Now he's starting to look at the low end of the 40 range. Anyway, Toastmasters. I checked in to Caesars for the Toastmasters International convention and training, because I'm one of the higher ups in the district. I get special training for Monday and Tuesday all day, and then the convention itself starts Wednesday and goes through until Saturday. But Sunday, like most days before the convention, is kind of the unofficial time when everybody checks into their hotel and starts networking and socializing. And I guess this may not be unique to Toastmasters, but for the international convention, there's officer elections for at the international board of directors level and higher. So people who want to get elected for that volunteer position have to run campaigns. And part of that is to interview with all the other district leaders to get their votes. So there is about a dozen to 20 candidates kind of manning a bunch of tables in one of the ballrooms. And it's not really a structured meet and greet, except that there's a timetable, 10-minute interviews. So we did one interview with one candidate, and we have a bunch of them scheduled throughout the next 5 days or so. Some districts have really pushed hard on their scheduling. I don't remember which district, but they scheduled 11 interviews for today alone. And I know one friend of ours, he's running for a higher office, and he had 45 interviews with different district leaders today. And his day actually started from noon, it'll go until 9-ish p.m. So this is kind of interesting to see from the inside now. I always knew that there were international directors, but not knowing the process or putting faces to names or even seeing most people outside of my district, it's a new experience. And it's supposed to get more interesting as we go through the convention anyway. So I think that's going to be occupying most of my podcasts for the rest of this week. And anyway, I think I've went on for long enough for one day, so I'll talk to you tomorrow.